Hi there, this is Brianna, and today I want to go over a mini facial in a box kit. So many people really want to take better care of their skin at home, and a lot of people just don't have the time to get in for regular facial treatments. So I've been creating little kits that I call a facial in a box. And today I'm going to go over one of these kits as I prepare it for a woman who's coming to pick it up this evening. These instructions are so she'll know how to use it, but also if you have similar skin, it may be something that would be helpful for you if you like to give yourself skincare treatments at home. So this particular kit is for somebody who is, really doesn't have bad skin. However, she does periodically get breakouts, and breakouts that she likes to pick. So she's been doing really, really good without breaking out or without picking her breakouts, but we want to make sure that we treat these breakouts that she has going on right now so they can be calm and she's not tempted to pick at them. And periodically, she also has a bit of dehydrated skin as well. So I'm not only going to be addressing the breakouts she's currently experiencing, but the dehydration and working just towards rebuilding and restoring the overall health and glow of her skin. So the first product that I'm going to have her use is the antioxidant enzyme cleanser. This cleanser has all sorts of enzymes in it, and about a nickel size is worked into dry skin, and it can be rinsed off immediately, or it can actually be left on the skin. Then the enzymes will work on dissolving dead skin cells. There's times I leave it on for 2 minutes. There's times I leave it on for 20 minutes, and then I go do something and come back and rinse it off and foam it up and rinse it off with water. Either way is totally fine, but that's the first step. So enzyme cleanser on dry skin, then rinse it clean. Then a thin layer of my resurfacing gel mask, which is a mild glycolic acid mask, is going to go all over the skin. This can also sit for 2 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. There's times when I'll put it on first thing in the morning and then go return emails for a couple of hours. And as long as my skin isn't tingling, it's totally fine to leave on. Then when we rinse the skin clean, it's just so bright and fresh and glowy. So it's an aloe vera base with a bunch of herbs and botanicals and a little bit of glycolic acid. So that will be the first mask used, and then that gets rinsed off. Then is a clay mask called my blemish-free mask. This can be spot treated on pimples only, or it can be done all over anywhere there's clogging in the pores, or as an all-over face mask. This goes on the skin a very thin layer. If you see the skin through it, it's going to be a light treatment. If you make a really thick layer where you can't see the skin through it, it's going to be a stronger treatment because it's going to take longer to dry, and the longer a mask takes to dry, particularly a clay mask, the more pulling action it's going to have as it works on getting the impurities up and out of the skin. So that can just be spot treated, or it can actually be done all over and then rinsed clean. The next step is my soothing toner with colloidal silver. This helps to really calm and soothe the skin. Colloidal silver is an amazing ingredient for calming any inflammatory skin conditions. And there's a little lavender in that as well. So just a little swipe of that with a cotton pad over the skin will be the next step to prep the skin. And then what's going to come next is a couple of pumps of liquid hydration. The liquid hydration is just going to infuse the skin with tons of moisture and make it a lot more hydrated without making it feel heavy or weighted down. Then the emergency spot treatment is going to come next. That can be dabbed directly onto the blemishes 1 to 3 times a day, depending on how intense these breakouts are. Most people do it overnight, but if the breakouts are really big and you need them to go away really quick, you can do a very, very, very tiny amount. During the day as well, an extra time or two. So, and then after that, the next step, if it's the daytime, is going to be the sunscreen. That's going to be the basic treatment. I'm also including dark circle corrector cream, but that's going to be for the under eye area, but that's going to be the basic treatment for daytime. All right, so that would be the basic treatment if you're doing the treatment in the daytime. If, let's say, you're a little bit more on the drier skin side, you can put the restorative hydration cream, which smells amazing, by the way. You can put that underneath the sunscreen as an extra layer of moisture and hydration. If you're not particularly dry or dehydrated, then that step you can skip. If, let's say, you're doing the treatment at night, then we're going to change it up just a little bit. So we're still going to do the enzyme cleanser, the resurfacing gel mask, the blemish-free mask, the soothing toner. We're going to use the liquid hydration, and then we're going to spot treat with the emergency spot treatment. It has salicylic acid, glycolic acid. It really gets in there, and typically my clients say that their breakouts go down within 1 to 2 days of using the emergency spot treatment. So it's really, really super helpful for problematic breakouts. But then let's say you are doing this treatment at night. I still want you using the under eye cream because the under eye area needs a little help. So the dark circle corrector cream will go around your eyes. And you might want to listen to a podcast a couple episodes back about getting the most out of your eye cream to know exactly where to place that. But then the next step is going to be using my blemish-free hydrating treatment gel. And this is kind of an interesting product that I have yet to find anyone who says they've used anything quite like it. It's almost like a jelly-like substance that is loaded with calming and soothing botanical ingredients, some time-release retinol, some things to just really help purify the pores, calm the skin down, and get the breakouts to fade. I know if I am starting to see some problematic breakouts, I'll do a thin layer of this, even just on that particular area, not necessarily on my entire face, but it can be done on the entire face. Just a thin layer of it over the emergency spot treatment right before bed, and usually the next day the whole area is just so much smoother. Any inflammation that I had and any little bitty bumps or breakouts has just faded away. If, let's say, you have a lot of clogged pores, you can put this over that area, and the next morning when you wake up, you'll find that the pores look a lot more refined. Some people who are very oily or very blemish prone will use this every night as a hydrating gel over the top of their liquid hydration and emergency spot treatment. And then for people who have a little more sensitive skin, they will just use it as a spot treatment. If, let's say, they have a little breakout that doesn't necessarily need something as strong as the emergency spot treatment. Now, that's a pretty good nighttime regimen, but if, let's say, the blemish-free hydrating treatment gel, which kind of tightens on the skin, it gives the skin a really nice tight feeling, if you feel too tight or you tend to be a little more dry, you can then use the restorative hydration cream over the top of it, and then go to bed. So those would be either the daytime or the evening regimen, depending on you know, when you decide to do your treatment. Most people do it at night just in case they get a little pink. And then an additional item that I include in this kit that could be swapped out for the liquid hydration if you're wanting an extra boost of antioxidants is a hydrating serum that's called my Nourishing Antioxidant Vitamin C Serum. It's very similar to liquid hydration, except it's loaded with probiotics and vitamin C, and it just gives you a little extra oomph. So that is an additional serum that I included in this kit in case she's wanting to experience a bit more of a boost with her treatment serum. So the only other thing that I would suggest is between the enzyme cleanser and the resurfacing gel mask, do a warm compress over the blemished areas to help stimulate a little bit of circulation so those areas will be more receptive to receiving the ingredients. This is just one version of a facial in a box. I typically customize them depending on the skin type, but if you have blemish-prone skin that tends to be a little dry or dehydrated, this facial in a box kit might be great for you. It's less than half the price of one of my facials, and there's typically 2 to 4 treatments out of this kit, and you can buy one at healthyskinandbeauty.com if this sort of thing interests you. Can't wait to chat soon.